This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 24th. God's word for you today is only ask. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 2, verse 8, and it says, "Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession." Taking bold steps in our relationships is as simple as ABC. And yesterday, we began to look at A for asking. Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8 says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Have you been knocking on the door? Do not mind the pain in your knuckles. Switch to your other hand and keep knocking. If you have already switched and your hand is getting weak, use your legs. Kick until you get an answer. And if it is still not opened, use a hammer. At least, the Bible does not specify what we should use to knock. The Bible just says, knock. So knock with a hammer and refuse to move until the door opens. The Bible says, "To everyone that knocks, the door opens." Everyone means everyone, including you and me. The challenge is that sometimes we are in the presence of someone that has the keys to our destinies and we do not ask. A single man who wants to get married is spending time every day with a single lady, doing everything but asking her out. Then someone else comes along, asks, and keeps asking, and you're upset because the lady said yes to him. How? You should have asked. This actually happened to someone I know. There are people that if they give you a referral, it will change your business. Go to them and ask. You will be surprised that they are happy to write you a referral. Some people have the answers to your next level, but you are sitting and playing with them. If you do not ask, nothing happens. When it comes to asking, the challenge sometimes is it takes humility to ask. Asking puts you in a place where you need help, and for some people, their ego keeps them from getting help. The question is, do you want to die in the stupor of your ego, or would you ask for help? What is it going to be? Everyone that asks receives. Everyone. Your case will not be different. Asking actually shows humility. It shows respect. And asking shows interdependence. I am not an expert in this field, so I have to ask for help. However, I need to sound a note of warning here because we need to ask properly. As it is said, you have to dig a well before you are thirsty. You do not even know the girl. You have not tried to be her friend or have any intellectual exchanges with her. You just met her in church and you are asking her to marry you because you have been told to ask. You have to build a connection before you place a demand on it. You have to build a relationship before you place a demand on the connection. You need to build a bridge before you need to cross to the other side. You have not built the bridge and you are trying to cross to the other side. Where are you going? You need to be wise in asking. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to rightly discern my relationships and the courage, the resolve, and the faith to ask and keep on asking in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.